American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We are not colluding with the Russians here at all. You don't need for a private investigator.
We're a Russia-free zone.
Now, if you want to listen in Russia to American Family Radio on our free app, then you go right ahead. We will collude in that way.
That's the
Russians. We do have people listen to us in the Ukraine and many places around the world listen to American Family Radio either on the internet or on our app. So if you have high-speed internet, you can listen anywhere in the world on your cell phone or your iPad or similar device to American Family Radio. Just simply download the app. It takes you about 60 seconds to do that. If you don't know how to do that, get your grandson to do it for you. Okay? It's very easy to do. I'm Tim Wildman with Evan Tagliano and Walker Wildman. We will be here until, are we here till noon Central?
Yes.
On American Family Radio today. So Alistair Begg, his wonderful Bible teaching program, will be back on Friday, okay? Because we have Share-a-thon going on. Sometimes we have to interrupt our regular programming to sort of tell you, hey, we need your financial help to keep this ministry going. And that's what we're doing this time.
And it's only 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall.
Right.
That's
exactly.
It. We don't constantly, you know, beg our people for money.
Right.
I always like to say during Share-a-thon and have for years, as your dad would say, he said one time on the air, I never forgot it. He said, we treat our listeners like grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't, you know, we browbeat. Yeah, we don't browbeat and we don't, you know, pretend this or pretend that. We know that the listeners out there understand that the reason they're hearing us today is because 6 months ago somebody gave during spring Share-a-thon.
We don't browbeat. We don't have a fire sale.
Right.
And we don't tell you that if you give, God's going to give you a limousine.
Right. That's true.
Huh? Like some ministries do. God's going to bless you. You bless us, God's going to bless you with a new car and a new house.
Right. We do say that if you give a one-time gift
Toyota,
of $150,000.
Not a Mercedes.
See, you got me thinking in terms of if you give a gift of
$150,000, we'll get you a car. If you can give us $150,000, we'll find you a car.
We got plenty of them out in the parking lot.
Right.
I know folks are going, just give the number. Just give the number, Tim and Ed. Give the number.
All right. The number, give the number, Walker. Okay, you're good to remind us to give that number.
Here's the number, folks. If you want to call in and give to American Family Radio, keep us on the air and keep our radio program going every day so you can get the news and information you need. Here's the number, 877-616-2396. The phone number to call in here is 877-616-2396. Or you can visit AFR.net.
All right. Trivia Friday will be Friday as normal.
Yes.
But until we get to that day, we're talking about things that are, quite frankly, not trivial. These are things that are impacting our nation. And we do talk about a lot of things here on the program. We talk about how we're reaching the country for Christ and also how we're telling the truth. We want to tell the truth about what's going on in our country, in our government, and protecting our freedoms, our liberty, the pro-life issue, marriage, strengthening families, all that is what we hope to accomplish here 24/7 on American Family Radio. Let's go to one of our listeners and get a testimony.
This is Dave from Hammond, New York. I'm a truck driver out here, and I see a lot of stuff. I know there's a lot of temptation out here, a lot of trials, some tribulations, and plenty of traffic. And I love American Family Radio Talk Network because of all the great shows that come on with some great Bible teachers. And I do like today's issues as well. Brian Fisher's got a great show. Sandy Rios, I just like it all. So AFR, keep it up. check is in the mail because my wife and I are supporters of AFR. Even though we can't get it up in northern New York, I pick it up on the road when I'm traveling. So God bless AFR and all you do. Give my best to Abraham Hamilton III and the rest of the crew. Mr. Wildman, you got a good bunch there.
Wow, what a blessing that was to hear that from our friend there who's a truck driver. He lives in northern New York State, I think that's what he said. Travels the country as a truck driver, listens to AFR. And so he doesn't even have a AFR station in his area. We don't have any stations in the state of New York. We would love to, but we just don't. And he says he listens anyway on the app and is going to make a donation to American Family Radio. So praise the Lord. And thank you, my friend. I forgot his first name.
Mike.
Was it Mike?
Mike.
Mike from upstate New York. All right, Jim Stanley is with us. Jim's general manager of American Family Radio and has stepped into the studio. Jim, what do you got?
Well, I had told you guys I would bring you an update, and then a shiny squirrel ran by.
I wondered where
squirrel.
You were.
That's, not just a squirrel, but a shiny squirrel.
That's right.
Wow.
So as I was distracted by that, we put the numbers together. And during that earlier challenge that we had, we had 421 pledges for $62,420.
Praise God.
Amen. And then when you add the challenge money to that, it turns into
$87,420.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's
great.
Thank you,
Lord. All right. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Jim, for that update.
My pleasure.
Wow. Praise God for that. That's great. We had a great great hour or two, whenever it was, before we came on the air here. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network.
We can be great again, though, Tim. We had a great couple of hours. We can be great this hour.
Make AFR Charathon great again.
That's right. That's the Today's Issues listening audience, we want you to make this hour great again. And you know, Tim, if you don't mind, I'd just like to let our folks know what our premium is, for a one-time gift of $150 or more. Folks who give will receive a pack of our 2017 Christmas wristbands. Very, very nice looking. They're green. I said lovely earlier. I don't want to discourage guys from getting these because there is some macho here. Green can be a macho color. The white lettering that says "Keep Christ in Christmas," the cross that has the cross in red. Now, folks, these are very attractive. I'm wearing one from the summer in God We Trust, and as soon as we get these green ones in, I'm going to start wearing them. And we encourage people wear them and share them. So when you go to the store, when you go to eat lunch, whatever, someone says, "Hey, I like the wristband. I like the message. Keep Christ in Christmas." You give it to them, and that's why we're giving these in a pack. For a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive not only the 2017 Christmas wristbands, but also the award-winning Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3. This is right now a three-part series. We are in production for a full season of 13 of these. They're a children's video. Very popular. My grandkids love these, and they watch them over and over and over again. Episode 3, The Courageous Scaredy Cat. It is an award-winning. It did win an award, and so for a monthly gift,
your grandchildren will watch the same video over and over and again.
Yes,
that's unusual. I've not heard of that.
Yeah, no, it's all kids. When they find something they like, they watch them over and over.
Yeah.
Our listening audience knows that. We are encouraging people to give monthly if they can.
Right.
It helps us,
right,
because it helps us to be able to budget,
right,
more accurately. Mm-hmm. And so
how
that's
can people give if they want to get those items you just mentioned? And by the way, those wristbands, they are, you said lovely, they are great looking. Keep Christ in Christmas. We're getting ready for the Christmas season. We're a few weeks away. You wear these, it's a way to give a testimony for the Lord during Christmas. And a lot of people will say, "Hey, I love that wristband. Where'd you get it?" And then, as Ed said, you can hand it to them and put you another one on, because I think our pack includes 10 wristbands. So here's the phone number to reach us here on American Family Radio. Call in, make a pledge, be as generous as you can. 87, here's the phone number. You just simply pick up the phone, call us here at American Family Radio, make your gift. And we would very much appreciate whatever you can do to be as generous as you can, as I say, to help us stay on the air with AFR. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. Simply 877-616-2396. Steve Jordahl is in studio with us here, as he normally joins us at 11:05 Central Time on American Family Radio weekdays. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was having a great time speaking with some of our listeners on the phone before I came in here.
Awesome. Yep. Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Good deal.
I just love talking with people.
Did they recognize your voice? Any of them?
One of them did, yeah.
Did he?
They hung up.
What did he say?
They
hung up. Oh, man.
No, they didn't. It's always bad news. No, they didn't.
Hey, let's talk about, you know, the ratings are down for the NFL, aren't they, Steve?
They are. CBS. Well, actually, they are across the board, but where this is being felt hardest is with the networks, who sign multi-billion-dollar contracts for extensive coverage of the NFL. CBS in particular, according to the bank Credit Suisse, they say that, and by the way, it's Suisse, not Swiss.
Oh.
Suisse.
What are you looking at me for?
Because you're Italian. You'd know.
Okay.
Is that an Italian word?
No, man. It's a French word.
The board of the Swiss.
Ed's going to be wounded after the show.
I
have to look somewhere.
Very sensitive. I'm very sensitive.
Apparently. <Yeah. laughs> So, but their ratings were down, and their value has declined 3%, driven by soft ratings for both the summer schedule and the start of the NFL season. So, so far, no one's drawn a direct line, financially anyway, to the declining ratings and what's happening on the sidelines during the national anthem. But it doesn't take, like my friend used to say, this isn't rocket surgery.
Hmm. Rocket surgery.
I think it's rocket science.
Oh, no, it's not that either. Or brain.
It's supposed to be funny.
Are he intentionally
Steve's
messed
making
that
up?
Mixed metaphors.
And I notice I blame my friend.
Yes,
okay. You're unnamed friend.
I like that. I'm gonna throw that in.
This is not
rocket surgery.
It's not rocket surgery.
This is not brain science.
Unless you're Kim Jong-un.
That's right. I think the NFL and the NFL owners are meeting this weekend to try to figure out a policy that they're going to use to deal with this.
I say a policy they need to use to deal with this is for players to get off their knee and stand for the national anthem. Let's get on with it.
That might come up as an idea.
Yes, and I will repeat that I think it's too late for them to do that.
Yeah,
Because I think that what will happen is that they'll try to have that policy, and players will ignore it.
So one of the tactics the players have taken is they filed a grievance with the union, with the National Labor Relations Board, saying that when the NFL owners say that they cannot take a knee as a group, that they are violating the contract that the players have with the NFL. Under collective bargaining, they are able to, and they have a union, the NFL's Players Association. Under collective bargaining, they're able to take actions as a group. And they are saying taking a knee is the same as an action we would take if we were going to propose a rules change, or if we're going to go on strike because of salaries or salary caps or all those other issues that the union would normally negotiate with the NFL about. They're saying that this falls under that. So they're taking it to the government, saying it's the National Labor Relations
Board. My first reaction to that is it may be. I don't know what their contracts or what the unions have agreed to with management, the owners. I have no idea. But here's my reaction to the players.
Yep.
Is the old fable of the man who killed the goose that laid the golden egg. These are athletes who have superb skills and are getting paid high value for that, getting paid a lot of money. And even as we just saw with your story here, the downgrading of the credit rating, the performance.
The credit rating hasn't stopped. I think I might have said that in our story meeting. The downgrading of the value of the,
value.
Of the NFL.
Okay. So what that shows me is they are sticking with something that doesn't even get the job done, because all the attention is on the gesture. It's not on what their cause is, although they'll throw out social justice, which is an umbrella term that could mean anything.
Right.
And as Tim has said on the show, you'll be taking a knee from now till doomsday if you're just going to protest quote-unquote social injustice out there. Mm-hmm. So I think if they continue with this, they're going to wind up getting less and less money
because that's what the NFL will earn, less and less money.
It's and saying less and less money, that is, we often kind of make fun of the fact that millionaires, and every one of those players that's out there, I believe the minimum salary is over $1 million now, is a millionaire. I might be wrong about the minimum salary, but every one of them, almost to a person, is very rich, very wealthy for playing a game with a ball. But they place value on that, not because Tom Brady, you know, really is going to hurt for the extra $3 million if he gets 72 instead of 75. It's that's how they rate each other. So if I'm the best wide receiver in the league, I demand the most money. So now if you hit them in the pocketbook, you're hitting them in their pride. Mm-hmm. And that might have an effect.
I just want to say one thing to clear the air, because if you watch the mainstream media, you'll get misinformation on this. A player does not have a constitutional right to kneel while on the clock for the NFL. He doesn't.
It's not a constitutional
issue. That's not a constitutional right to disobey your boss.
Right.
If you want to go out on the sidewalk, on public space, and kneel, do it all day long. As much as you want. You want to go to your house and kneel all day long, as much as you want. But the Constitution does not protect employees from disobeying their boss. If that was the case, then a lot of workplaces would be very dysfunctional.
The Constitution comes into play when the government is the one that is suppressing the speech.
Correct.
The way that some have portrayed this, and I've heard some of the players maybe saying this, is when President Trump jumped into the debate and said they should fire those guys for taking a knee, then all of a sudden people are saying, well, that's the government getting in here, and that's why it's the violation of the First Amendment. It's a legal fallacy, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah, the president was simply doing what they claim they're doing. The president was simply giving his opinion. They should be fired.
Right.
Okay, he has a right to say what he wants. He was not imposing that from the government on the players. So it's not
his opinion.
As you said, it's not a constitutional, as Walker said too, this is not a constitutional issue.
Right.
Right. But the bottom line here is that the NFL ratings are down.
Yep.
And 5% or 10%?
3%. Well, the 5%, the firm cut its third quarter EPS estimates, which are an earnings estimate, by 5%.
CBS and Fox, they are the ones who carry the NFL. They're going to have to take less money
from
advertisers because their viewership is down to the NFL. That's the bottom line.
An advertiser's not going to reach as many viewers.
Right. And they're not going to reach as many viewers, so the networks are going to give less money to the NFL. And then the NFL is going to, the teams are going to have to adjust their salaries accordingly. So ultimately, the players are going to have their salaries or their contracts reduced, probably in proportion to the percentage that people aren't watching the NFL any longer, or going to come to the games any longer. Whether this has staying power, this boycott of the NFL, I don't know. We'll see. Probably will. At least as long as some of these players keep taking a knee during the national anthem.
I think it leaves a bad taste in people's mouths, and a lot of times people don't come back. They just go, I don't care anymore.
They find something else to do,
and then
it's habit.
And they don't come back.
Right.
Even if the NFL changes and the players change, people have already found something else to do during those.
You know what happened to me in the NBA back in the
– when you were playing?
90s, when I was playing. that's when the league took a dip. I remember back in the days of Magic and Bird and Michael Jordan, I was fascinated with the NBA. I'd watch games. I would follow the standings. When the stars left and the guys that replaced them started acting more like whining crybabies – and being for themselves rather than playing team and being these incredible athletes that are displaying incredible God-given skills, I just left.
I did the same thing, and just have rarely watched an NBA game. Those are the kinds of habits you do not want. We mentioned, I don't know if it was during your segment, but during the 70s, the NBA lost a lot of viewership and a lot of popularity. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, and then Michael Jordan coming into the league, and those kinds of rivalries brought Americans back to the NBA.
Yeah.
You can bring people back eventually, But you can go a long period of time where you lose money and you lose your capture. A recent survey found that the NFL is no longer the most popular professional sport for Americans. It's been pretty dominant over the last couple of years.
I grew up in the Bay Area, and so the Warriors were my natural team, and I rejoiced in 1974-75, I think, when they beat Portland for the title. Rick Barry's team. I kind of went away. I mean, when I lost my fandom, I stopped following them. And now that they're good again, it's tempting. I still every so often watch. But then their stunt about saying we don't want to go to the White House and everything, that just, fine. Yeah.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, and it's Share-a-thon on AFR, Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Walker, what are we doing here these 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Well, we are asking our supporters, our listeners.
And we're not asking. We've amped that. We're requesting.
Yes, there's a big difference there between asking and
requesting. If we were asking, be kind of asking, we're requesting.
How about we just demand?
Well, demand might be too heavy-handed.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with request.
Right. Earlier, I was begging.
For begging?
But that was for personal reasons.
Begging's the last day. The last day, if you're not where you want to be, then you start begging.
It's because you guys were mocking me, and I was begging people to help me by giving to AFR.
Right.
We are requesting that our listeners come alongside us and support American Family Radio. The theme of this fall's Share-a-thon is proclaiming God's faithfulness. This is our AFR Fall Share-a-thon for 2017. And here's the number you can call to give. And then after I give out the number and the website, then I'll let Ed tell you what you can get if you qualify for certain giving amounts. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. The phone number is 877-616-2396.
Well, and thank you, Walker. And so for a one-time gift of $150 or more, we will give you, a pack of our 2017 Christmas wristbands. They are green. In fact, you can go online to AFR.net and see these. And so a pack of 10, they're green with white lettering, and it says, "Keep Christ in Christmas." This has been kind of a yearly campaign of ours for the last 10 years, maybe even going back a dozen. Now, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, and we are encouraging people this Share-a-thon to begin giving on a monthly basis, it just helps us if we know exactly how much money is coming in. And if you commit to that, we will not only give you the Christmas wristbands, the pack of Christmas wristbands, we will also give you a copy of a DVD, which is an award-winning DVD. It is a children's animated series that AFA is producing or distributing, and it is titled Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3, The Courageous Scaredy Cat, and you can take it from my grandkids. They love Ryan DeFrady's, and when they come over to visit, and my wife is babysitting today, when I leave here tonight, I'm going to babysit my grandkids. They love them some Ryan DeFrady. So that is for a monthly gift of $30 or more, the Christmas wristbands, and the award-winning Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent.
Folks, we need to hear from you. We really do. I'm serious during this Share-a-thon because, we don't charge for this programming. And we're a ministry. We passed the offering plate. The virtual offering plate is being passed now, and we hope that you will give towards this ministry so we can keep broadcasting in your community. If you enjoy American Family Radio and want to see it stay on the air in your hometown, please call and give to us during our Share-a-thon and be as generous as you can. We're a nonprofit Christian ministry, been around 40 years, American Family Association has. That's the parent ministry of AFR. AFR has been around since 1991. Mm-hmm. So that's a long time, too, that we've been broadcasting AFR across the good old U.S. of A. and around the world on the internet and on our app. So if you believe in what we're doing, now's the time to make a gift to AFR. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396, or on the internet at AFR.net. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Randall Murphy, editor of the AFA Journal.
I've been at AFA for a little more than 33 years. I love coming to work at AFA every day because I am still persuaded that we're doing God's work, that we are impacting our culture through the work that we do here. It is critical for our listeners to partner with us, and they can do that by dialing 877-616-2396.
My name is Constance Cook, and I'm calling you from Fredericktown, Missouri. And I came across AFA primarily because my TV went out, and I had to listen to something, and I found you all. And I've been listening ever since. You're a godsend, especially when things are not going well. And you always seem to have the right words that I need to hear. I just wanted to share that, and I just had my 81st birthday, and I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you, and you all, God bless you, and have a good day.
We have to fight for our families, our marriages.
What's the definition of marriage and family? Our culture has become confused.
God Himself instituted marriage. One man for one woman for life.
One man for one woman for life.
The mainstream media would have you believe that today marriage can be between almost anyone, any numbers, and it lasts as long as we all shall love.
Don't be ashamed to declare with AFR that you get your answers from the Word of God and that you'll stand up for what God's Word says, not man's words.
Help us refocus on whatsoever things are true, honorable, and right.
So I urge you, plead with you, to get involved. What's at stake? The future of our children and our grandchildren and Western civilization as we've known it.
The American Family Association has existed for 40 years due to the faithfulness of God. As He is faithful, may we be faithful. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Welcome back to American Family Radio. Play that music. Play that music again. This is Tim Wildman. I composed this music last week. And so I wanted you, just for share-a-thon. Yeah, and I play the violin part on here. I have a friend play the other part. But play it louder, if you would, Brent. You like that?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Brent Creeley, who's running our right. board in here, he has this look right. on his face like, what do? I know he didn't really compose this, but no, he's the boss.
I could put, it took me about 12 minutes to compose that piece right there. As Ed says, I'm just kidding. But
Ed says that?
Ed says.
Guys, don't start with me. Now, this is normally the time I eat lunch. I'm having to wait till 12. I'm about to get hangry.
Which is a good personality for Share-a-thon. You know, to have on the air for Share-a-thon.
We won't talk about
that. Angry, hungry, Italian Greek. That's what we need here on Share-a-thon. All right, not that other ethnic groups can't get angry too. Americans want to make sure I cover.
Cover all
your bases. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm just going to give you the basics, folks, about AFR, if I can, for just a minute. If you're new to our listening family, we started broadcasting in 1991, American Family Radio, with one station in Tupelo, Mississippi. Why Tupelo, Mississippi? Because that's our headquarters. We're a national ministry, but that's our headquarters. So we expanded then to Jackson, Tennessee. That was our second station. And I think Jonesboro, Arkansas was our third station. And on it went. At one time, we were the fastest growing radio ministry in America, Christian or otherwise. Back in the 90s, we were. And today, we have 184 radio stations. We've We've acquired some, and some didn't work out for us, so we sold. We have 184 radio stations across the country, American Family Radio, and so we just have a wonderful listening family of like-minded Christians. That's what's so great about AFR. I sort of call it a gathering place for the Christian community. You know, people listen to us in Minnesota. We have a couple from Minnesota who are helping us answer the phones. They've driven all the way from Minnesota to Mississippi to help us answer our phones during Share-a-thon. We have other people who've driven in from around the country and from other places. And while we may dress different, we may experience different seasonal changes, we may talk differently. What's the one bond? The one bond is our Christian, our love for the Lord.
Right.
And our Christian worldview. Wherever we may live, that's our bonding spirit that American Family Radio has across the country. So that's who we are. We've been around since 1991. And if you listen to us, you know we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as the Bible says.
That's right.
We're not ashamed. We proclaim the truth about the Lord and Jesus Christ, and that being the only way to heaven. That's what the Bible teaches. If you don't like that, you know, that's what the Bible teaches. That's why you proclaim gospel messages, because Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. So that's, and then we tell the truth about what's going on in our country, and we try to encourage people to be involved in making a difference, whether it's politics or government or helping your neighbor or being a good churchman, whatever the case may be. That's what we, however you can live out your Christian worldview, that's what we advocate for. So that's who we are. We're here with this show Monday through Friday from 10:05 to 11:30. It's called Today's Issues. But today we're extending it to 12 o'clock because it's our time to tell you what our financial needs are. And so we have financial needs at American Family Radio, like any other ministry does. As Ed and I talked about earlier, we don't, you know, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, we talk about what our needs are. So you're talking about 6 days out of the year where we talk about, please make a gift. That's, what did we figure up that 2%?
Yeah,
less?
We figured it up one time. I don't
like
remember
2%
what it was.
Or less.
It's very low. And
percentage of time. And that's not even all day.
Right.
Of those days.
Yeah, because we'll go back in a
right.
few minutes to talking about news.
Right.
And all those kinds of things.
So what I'm saying is, as Ed says, and Ed quotes my dad, we treat you like adults because you know we have expenses and we it takes a lot of money to keep us going here because of so many stations to operate. So we're going to trust you to bless us and help us keep going strong and growing. Our phone number to make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can is 877-616-2396. That's toll-free, 877-616-2396. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Steve Jordahl, and Monica Cole is in with us. You'll be able to tell the difference between our voices and hers in just a moment. But Monica works under our umbrella here, and you hear about her work on American Family Radio in the 1MillionMoms.com effort, 1MillionMoms.com. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, see there, folks, I told you they'd be able to tell the difference.
I was having a hard time.
Well,
I think I'll be able Steve to
catch like, on.
Steve, compared to Monica, you sound like you've been smoking Camels for about 30 years.
Young people, that is why you should not smoke, or you will sound like
You'll
Steve
You'll have a classic
Jordahl.
Radio voice like Steve Jordahl.
Yeah.
It'll just be...
I'm just glad the ridicule has got off me.
Is this
now
all.
On Steve.
Is this why they never called you for an anti-smoking campaign advice? just wondering.
All right, I got us a little off track there. It's highly unusual. Okay, so Monica, tell us what does 1 Million Moms do? What do you guys exist for? You guys, I see you ladies.
Yes, us ladies, and I do have a youthful voice, but you have to have the energy to do what we do.
That's
as
right.
Moms, and we stay busy because what 1MillionMoms.com does is we like to hold companies and sponsors and television networks accountable mm-hmm. for what our children are being exposed to and what they're seeing. And 1millionmoms.com makes it so easy because we provide not only warnings for parents, but also a way to take action, to let your voice be heard. Mm-hmm. And we encourage moms to join us because there's strength in numbers.
So so what you're doing, you're advocating, you're encouraging the moms, 1 million moms, to make a difference so that those who are putting programs out, and a lot of them are aimed at children, quite frankly, mm-hmm. that they will be held accountable, as you say, to know that the impact that that these shows are having on our culture
exactly
can have negative consequences.
That's exactly correct, because we see the outcome because children repeat what they hear and see. And
right.
many shows, like you said, are directed towards children. There is an agenda, as most of our listeners know. And we want these companies and networks to know that we are watching. We are mm-hmm. aware of what is going on. And so what we want to do is let our parents have an avenue to mm-hmm. take action and let their voice be heard.
Where can people do that?
They can go to 1millionmoms.com. It's spelled out O-N-E, 1millionmoms with an S.com. And they can subscribe to our action alerts so they can take action.
How much does that cost?
Zero. It's
free?
Free. Free to sign up. But we would love for the listeners to call in and make a pledge, because it's crucial that AFR stay on the air, because that's just another way that 1 Million Moms gets the word out to alert parents of what's out there, what's on children's programs and just programs and advertisements that are on during prime time. We rely on AFR to sound the trumpets.
Amen. To get the word out about 1millionmoms.com.
Exactly.
So 1millionmoms.com. What's your latest project before you go here?
Currently, we are contacting the advertisers for the show The Mick on mm-hmm. Fox. It has young cast members on the show, which does attract younger viewers. When there's mm-hmm. children on the show, the ages range 7 to about 15 or 16 years old. So when you see children on the program, then young viewers are going
right.
to be drawn in. So we're asking the advertisers to pull their financial support, because not only is it inappropriate with the language and just, I can't even say some of the things on the air.
Right.
It is foul.
It is.
Right. Foul.
It's terrible. And they also mock people of faith. They mock Christians. And so that is our current project. And
okay.
sponsors are dropping their financial support.
And we want to make it clear that we're all for companies and networks having the freedom to express themselves, but we also believe that consumers have the right to express themselves and to vote with their wallets.
Right.
And that is so, because a lot of times Hollywood will say, you're trying to censor our right to free expression. No, we're not. We're just simply giving a voice to the people who say, you're polluting my culture. And I'm going to look at who's helping you do that, who is sponsoring the program, and I'm going to contact them. And the thing
Wait a minute.
Love...
The left does this all the time.
All the time they do.
They do it. Bruce Springsteen says, I'm not going to North Carolina.
Right.
That's right.
Because of their HB2s. I mean, so but I just point that out because it's consistent. You know, and he's free to do that. It's a free
right.
country.
That's right.
It's free country, but
free to
but
do that.
You can do it. You can do it from a conservative point
it
of view.
It goes
as well.
Both ways.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I liked what you're talking about, the moms are busy and they are and it seems like they're getting busier and busier. Those who are moms who are listening probably thinking, nodding their head, saying, "Amen." Busy. And what you do, Monica, is you mm-hmm. help them speak out. They don't have to do all the research. They don't have to watch these shows. They don't have to find out who the advertisers are. You do the work for them. You make it very easy and quick for
yes.
them in their busy schedule to communicate with advertisers and let their frustrations mm-hmm. be known or their opinions be known. And so this is one of the reasons why we encourage people to come to 1millionmoms.com and sign up, because folks, ladies, if you don't want to have to do all this work yourself, you've got somebody who can help you speak to the corporate culture that
yeah.
is helping. Sometimes they don't even know their commercials or advertisers are appearing on these shows.
That's exactly right. We've heard from companies saying, well, I gave Fox News permission, but not Fox. I had
right.
no idea that our ad was running during the show, The Mick. And so moms, as Ed mentioned, mm. we do the research. We have the information ready for you as far as the contact information for whichever company we're contacting, and a letter already pre-written that you can change or send it as it is. So therefore, I know you need something that's quick and easy. Therefore, you can take action in about 30 seconds.
Right.
And so many of the moms have also said they appreciate the heads up, whether it's a program or even just a commercial. That way their families will know to stay away from it. Like you said, we can vote with our wallets and know who we can and should not support.
Thank you, Monica. Appreciate it very much. Again, what's the website?
It's 1millionmoms.com. Thank you so much.
1 million, thank you. Monica Cole there joining us to talk about the work of 1millionmoms.com. Again, that fits into our overall work here at American Family Association, American Family Radio.
Like she said, 1 million moms, they rely on American Family Radio as well. So that's why this share-a-thon is so important and why we believe American Family Radio does a great service in helping Christians around the country have a voice, as well as hear about what is happening.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, did you see where there's talk? The NBA is probably not going to take a knee. The NBA players.
Is that right?
Yeah. The NBA players are probably not going to take a knee during the national anthem. LeBron James said, "My voice and what I do in my community is more powerful than getting on a knee." End of quote. Now, if I was a football player in the NFL taking a knee, I might take offense at that statement. But the reason I bring that up is because while LeBron James may say what he just said, I think they see what's happened to the NFL and all these the players that have been kneeling. By the way, there's fewer and fewer players kneeling every week, seems to me.
And I don't think it was ever more than like 23% of the players.
Right.
The majority were standing.
Right. And a lot of teams are standing now, so they're trying to recover. But the damage, as you said, has been done by the disrespect for the national anthem and the American flag and, quite frankly, the disrespect to the country. I think the players in the NBA have seen this and gone, you know what, we may agree with taking a knee, but we're not going to do it because it's going to cost our league billions of dollars, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Walker?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that it's kind of like boycotts. If you do it every week, it gets boring and people get tired of it.
It loses its effectiveness.
Right. So you're seeing that with players. They'll eventually be kneeling and nobody will be paying attention. So,
Right. And
you got to ask yourself, what's getting done by kneeling? What's getting done by kneeling? And
Right. That,
the answer is nothing.
Right.
We're having our fall share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. The theme.
We only take a knee to the Lord.
That's right. And we should say.
I mean that seriously.
There will come a day when every knee will bow.
Yeah.
According
to
the Bible.
That's right. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So.
Amen. Our theme here is proclaiming God's faithfulness. This is our fall share-a-thon on American Family Radio. There's two ways to give to our fall share-a-thon. The simplest, in my opinion, is to visit afr.net, and give an online secure gift there on afr.net. Or you can call in to our call center here where we have volunteers answering the phones. The number to call in and give to our fall share-a-thon is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396.
If you want to watch the show today, you can do so. We're live streaming on our Today's Issues Facebook page. Today's Issues Facebook. Steve Jordahl gives a hearty welcome to the folks watching on Facebook.
I do. They saw me do that.
Steve Jordahl works with OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. What's next on the news agenda?
Interesting things happening in California. Governor Jerry Brown, we used to call him Governor Moonbeam when I lived there in his first run at governor in the 70s. He has vetoed a bill that would have put into law the guidance given by the Obama administration Justice Department on sexual assault, campus sexual assault guidelines. So there's been a debate, as you guys have probably read, about the prevalence of sexual assault on campus. Now, it goes without saying any sexual assault is way more than should be, and it's terrible when it happens. But what was happening is that when someone was accused of assaulting somebody, a sexual assault, they were basically quarantined. They couldn't talk to anybody that saw it or get witnesses, or they couldn't explore the charge. they were basically guilty just at the charge because the universities wanted to believe the woman. They didn't want to question it and all that kind of stuff. So the California was going to put that into law. But Jerry Brown said, well, no, even with sexual assault, the alleged perpetrator has to have his due process. He has to be able to go through some kind of a reasonable way to defend himself from the charges. College campuses were not letting that happen. So he vetoed the bill. And this bill is kind of endemic of what we're seeing in California. It was sponsored by the Senate President Pro Tem, Kevin DeLeon, who is one of the new, what they're calling the new brand of liberals in California.
Can get further to the left than Dianne Feinstein?
You can. You can. And these people are coming out and
Do you fall into the Pacific Ocean at some point if you keep going left?
You do. There's talk that DeLeon and some others, at least one other person, Tom Steyer, who's a very wealthy donor to the Democrat Party, are going to run against Dianne Feinstein because she's just too conservative. She at times will make deals with Republicans. She has at times said things that weren't scathing about Donald Trump that were actual reasonable. And they can't have any of this. So the resist at all and everything without any brain behind it is growing. And that's the new Democrat Party where they're trying to push the Democrat Party, which I think is an overreach. I think that's the step too far.
But I will say this, because I absolutely agree. I think this is the direction, and it started with the Bernie Sanders supporters, is that the energy in the Democratic Party is in that group, the more radical group. I'm not sure that the old guard can turn out the voters like they did in decades past without relying on a lot of these, especially young but more radical people. So they're rejoicing at Republicans who seem to be kind of at war within the party, establishment versus conservative. The same thing is happening to the Democrats.
It really is. The populist movement did start with Bernie. Now, I will say that Bernie doesn't really fit into this mold. You remember some time after Trump was elected, Bernie Sanders says, if there is something that we can agree with President Trump on, and that might have had to do with immigration, I can't remember specifically, but he said, we're willing to talk. That is out Democrats. They will not talk. It's the blind rage that many Democrats found themselves in after the election that some people don't want to let die. And it's expressed in anarchy, in violence, and in this mindless, we are not going to, it's our way or the highway, and everybody suffers if it's not our way.
Suppression of free speech, too, on college campuses.
They don't care. They're the people that have been saying that we can't allow conservative speakers to come to campus.
Right.
So this, to me, is going to fuel a split in the Democratic Party if it continues to go.
So while people say the Republican Party is having problems with unity, you're saying the Democratic Party is just as much in disarray.
Yeah, and I would say, I'd say more so, because I don't think with, the Tea Party types and, constitutional conservatives and even the establishment Republicans, there is more common ground there than I think exists between that group you're talking about, Steve, and the old guard Democrats, because I don't think this new, more radical, almost anarchy-driven segment.
Antifa types.
They're not going to want to talk to the old guard Democrats. They're not going to find common ground. Republicans, I think, at least, can agree on many, many things. I'm not sure I see that in the future for Democrats.
I observe this, that when Democrats want to get their ducks in a row, if the whip, Steny Hoyer, I believe it is, wants to get votes together, they get together in a back room and they beat up each other there.
Right.
And then they emerge from the room with a consensus. Republicans tend to do the beating up in public.
Yeah.
And they, so that's why you're seeing the Republican Party fracture, but you're not seeing the Democrat Party fracture, but it is there.
Yeah.
Hey, on a positive note for the conservative movement, Senator Rand Paul has endorsed Judge Roy Moore in Alabama for the Alabama Senate seat.
As have we.
Yes, have we. As have AFA Action.
AFA Action
endorsed Judge Roy Moore. And so he has a general election in December?
December 12th.
Okay, yeah. December 12th. So he'll be going against a Democrat. He's won the Republican primary. He's going to be going against the Democrat.
Right. Doug Jones.
Doug Jones. So that'll be interesting. But he's supposed to win, Judge Moore, because it's a Republican state, right?
That's right. It's a pretty – typically it's a very secure seat. But I will say the left is putting a lot of money and a lot of resources into Alabama.
Why are they scared of Judge Moore so bad?
I think the secular left, they hate Christians. They hate God.
Where are you getting this?
And so they look at someone like
it's not rocket surgery, Tim.
it's not rocket surgery.
Right.
So they look at someone like Roy Moore and they absolutely despise him because he stands on his Christian beliefs, his belief in the Judeo-Christian foundations of this country, which the secular left absolutely hates as well, and they want to destroy him.
Right.
Because they do not want his kind, quote unquote. They don't want his kind in the Senate. So
you're saying he's basically hated because of his Christianity.
Yeah, he's for upholding the Constitution.
Right.
Right.
So
by the way, speaking of good news, I was just reading this story. There was a boy who, this is not good news that this happened to him, but it's good news that survived. It was a 10-year-old boy fell off the guard railing at the Niagara Falls.
Ooh.
Plunged 100 feet, injured his head, but survived. The boy was taken to the hospital. The boy's injuries were originally considered life-threatening, but the hospital later changed his condition to serious but stable.
He fell into the falls and
into
the water below.
He was on the Canadian side of the Niagara Falls, and it says he was sitting on the railing. This must have happened yesterday, having his picture taken by his mother when he apparently lost his balance, fell over the railing and plunged 100 feet, injuring his head.
He must have landed on some on solid ground somewhere, because the falls are higher than 100 feet, aren't they?
I don't know that
I wouldn't think you'd land on solid ground and live.
Think you get into the falls part. That will push you under and drown you for sure. But I think what you can do is the viewing area is away from the falls, and there may be some water below that he fell into.
They called it a gorge.
A gorge. Okay.
Fell into a gorge. Yeah.
A horrifying thing for the poor mom taking the picture, seeing your son go over the edge.
Yeah, but,
wow.
I mean, hopefully he's going to be okay. We had a head injury, but the fact that he survived is a miracle in and of itself. You're listening to Today's Issues. What do you got, Steve?
Do we have time for a snowflake story?
We got 30 seconds.
This is from the Snowflake Files.
Hey, snowflake, my pretty little snowflake.
Eastern Illinois University is having a naming problem. They have a Lincoln Hall that they want to change the name of because, well, they have a Douglas Hall, too. Lincoln and Douglas debates, who were from Illinois, and they can't abide by having a Douglas Hall because he was for slavery. So they're having to change Lincoln, too, because they can't just have a Lincoln Hall without a Douglas Hall.
Yeah.
They can't make this stuff
up.
Yeah, yeah. How far are we going to go on with this stuff?
Well, I hope we go on at least till Thursday so we have something to talk about.
I think that's a pretty safe assumption.
We're going to be renaming
everything.
How about
everything?
Yeah, how about Washington, D.C.? Let's rename it. Yeah.
Goodbye,
Washington had slaves.
Yep.
Goodbye, Columbus, Ohio. Right? Can't keep that
name. We call
it
Indigenous Ohio now.
All right. If you're listening, Columbus, Ohio, that meant nothing. Nothing's imminent. I'm just saying. Some people want to change your name. We'll see you later, folks. Have a great day. Share-a-thon continues.